As the scripture says, out of their heart or belly will flow rivers of living water. Ooh. We will be an influence as we overflow. Ezekiel 47 and 9 says, "And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes." What does the river represent? God's presence, right? God's Spirit. What do the fish represent? Humanity. Turn to your neighbor and say, "You're a fish." In type, "You're a fish." Okay. Jesus said, "Come after me and I will" what? "Make you fishers of men." He's using an illustration, a type, right? Okay. The Holy Spirit does what? He quickens dead sinners. He separates the soul to God. That riverbed is in you and I, folks. Every river needs a riverbed. Now turn to your neighbor and say, "I'm a riverbed." Say, "You're a riverbed." So the river needs a riverbed. Amen. That means a yielded, available, and a humble heart that God can work through. Everything we need is in the river of God. God raises the dead. It's the Holy Spirit that gives strength to the weak. We can't do this without Him. Every river needs that low place to flow. And everything we have need of is there. In Philippians 4:19, how many can quote this one? "And my God shall supply all of my needs." It's in Him. Hallelujah. Now I want you to think about something. Through prayer, praise, thanksgiving, we enter the realm of the Holy Spirit. Through prayer, thanksgiving, and praise, we enter into the realm of the Holy Spirit. So you don't have to wait to come to church, amen, to abide in Him or continue in the flow of God's Spirit. You have to continue to commune with the Lord in your heart, even making melody in your heart to the Lord. And the Bible says to sing to one another, right, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And you personally can make melody to the Lord in your heart. Communion with the Lord. Staying connected. Staying in the flow of what God is doing. And being humble in the sense that I'm willing to listen when God interrupts what I'm doing. And He does. Sometimes we have our plans and God interrupts them and says, "I want you to do this." Who are you going to listen to? Amen. Now, I'm going to say this and I hope I'm not I hope I am. I may step on your toes, but I'm doing it in love, okay? I'm speaking the truth today in love. Folks, we've got to pray. We must pray. If you don't have a healthy prayer life, you're prey. And you may not even realize that you're prey. There are a lot of folks who are prey to the enemy, are actually being controlled by the enemy, who think that they're doing just fine. Because they don't have a prayer life, they don't have the power of God. They don't have the river of God flowing in them. Are you hearing me today? No prayer, no power. No power, no influence. Instead of being the head, you'll end up being the tail. Instead of being the victor, you'll end up being the victim. We've got to pray and we've got to discipline ourselves to pray. You see, prayer is a discipline, but disciplines can become a habit. When God tells me to do something, at first it may be a struggle, but if I start to set my heart to do what God tells me to do, I have found that that thing that at first was a struggle and it required discipline on my part has now become a delight. How many know that prayer is a delightful thing? I only saw a couple hands go up. We need to be praying, people. Because we need the ability that God supplies. And we cannot do this on our own. And yet some people think that they're doing okay. You know what, folks? I know what it's like. I may think that I'm doing just swell. Somebody say, swell, what's that word? I never heard that before. Beaver Cleaver. You know, sometimes we think we're doing swell, right? That's super and well together. But other people are looking at your life and saying, man, brother, what happened? Brother, you used to be so on fire for God. You used to be the first one at the altar. You used to be knocking down the doors of the church every time the doors were open. You used to love to talk about Jesus to people. Now, what's happened, man? Where's your passion at? We don't hardly see you anymore. You know? And then when we hear you talk, instead of giving God praise, you're grumbling. You're discontented. And you think, if I just change churches, if I just move to this other location, if I just do this other thing, then I'm going to be happy after that happens. And they get to that next place where they think they should be to make themselves happy, and they find out it's just as dry and dusty over there. Why? Because it's not the problem of where you're located. Come on. In the natural, it's a spiritual problem. And we've got to rekindle the fire within us. We've got to fan that into flame. We've got to get back to the altar. We've got to get on fire for God. We cannot do this apart from the glory and the presence of God in our lives. God wants to fill you with the fire of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to be on fire for Him. And if you've lost or left your first love, it's time to get back and rediscover what you once had with Jesus and say, Lord, I want to go back to where I used to be. I want to go back to that old landmark and make a fresh commitment and begin a fresh start. Lord, help me find my direction. Open my eyes, Lord, to Your plan and to Your will for my life. Fill me with a knowledge of Your will. Fill me with holy passion, Lord, that I might live to glorify Your name in the earth. I don't want to be a lukewarm individual. I want to be on fire for Jesus. And we've got to fight the good fight. We've got to discipline ourselves. We've got to take authority over this body and say, body, you're going to pray. Amen. We've got to pray. On Wednesday nights, we're shifting things to praise and prayer primarily. On Friday nights, we're having prayer meeting. Come. It's at 6 o'clock. And we're praying and we're believing. Because without prayer, nothing happens. The reason why a lot of things are not happening in your life is because you don't take the time to really seek God. I'm not talking about whisper prayer in the morning, amen, and now I lay me down to sleep. We're talking about getting a hold of God. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Who is a righteous man? A righteous man or a righteous woman is one who are right with God in their heart. They have a relationship with God in their heart. They're obedient to the Spirit of God. That person, when they pray, God is listening. Come on, somebody. So I don't want anything in my life that's going to hinder my prayers. I don't want to hold any unforgiveness towards anyone because that will hinder my prayers. I want to make sure me and my wife are getting along, amen, because that can hinder my prayers. We need to work some things out. We'll work them out, amen. But get it right. If you have anything against a brother or sister, deal with it because it will hinder your prayers. And we need prayer. Without prayer, we don't have presence. Without presence, we have no power. Without power, we can't influence anything around us, including our own selves. Without the power of God, folks, I can't do what God calls me to do. Well, there's stuffed shirts out there behind pulpits that are doing all kinds of ministry work. Amen. But what God is really calling us to do, it requires His presence, requires the anointing of God, the power of God. Amen. It's not something you can do from an intellectual standpoint. It's not just about getting more stuff in my head. There's people that are full, as you know, of head knowledge. They got all kinds of scripture. But we need to look at your life and say, well, where's the fruit at? Where's the evidence? Where's the passion? Where's the desire? When you're hungry, you're healthy. If you're hungry for the Word, you're healthy. When you're hungry for fellowship, you're hungry. Amen? You're healthy. Oh, come on, somebody. When we love to sing, We love to praise because God smiles and He inhabits that praise. And when we come together as a body, are you not enjoying this today? Have you? You know, we're enjoying this time together today because we're with God's people and we're gathered in His name and the Lord is here. And it's His presence that refreshes, that strengthens, that equips and encourages. And that bursts in us vision for future and for hope. And what am I called to do? And God begins to show you as you begin to cultivate that relationship. And as you speak to Him and you wait on Him, just like you've been doing, brother, you've been praying, you know, for most of the night. And then it wasn't until today that you heard God. But it was God's timing and He spoke to you. And He brought some clarity to the situation. How many have discovered, amen, that God's presence is life? There's nothing like it. Nothing like God's presence, amen. Do you want more?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to get like really blasted?
Yeah. Yeah.
God wants to do that for you. Come on, we need to get filled to where we're overflowing. And when a man is filled with wine, He doesn't care what people think. Amen. However, the next day he wakes up sick usually, right? However, with the new wine, your heart is so overtaken with the love of God and the joy of His fellowship that even though people will criticize you and say, oh, you're one of those nuts or, you know, you don't care because you're just high on Jesus. And as a matter of fact, you just feel sorry for them because they're missing out on what God has freely given, and they could have a drink too if they wanted to. I want to drink some more. How about you?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So the river of God sets my feet to dancing. The river is here. The river is here now. How many want to get into the river? I mean, really go deep into the river. You see, God lays the banquet before you, but if you just want to eat in the snack section, that's up to you. You know, or if you just want, as we say, splash around in the kiddie pool, that's up to you. But what we're required to do requires that we be completely taken by the Spirit of God, amen, and moved and led by the Spirit of God. So we've got to let Jesus be the wind in our sails, amen. So we want to go deep to God, amen. Deep cries out to deep, the deep of me to the heart of God. And when we pray and we cry out to God, God will fill us and we'll be an overflowing cup. And then we have to continue to walk in that place. Don't wait till church, amen? But when the doors are open, I would encourage you to come. Amen? Come to church. Get with God's people. Encourage one another. Pray for one another. Do whatever you can to encourage a brother or sister because folks around us are falling. People are falling. Even people that have been sitting in the light are actually sleeping in the light. They're not awake. They come to church, they do their church thing, but they're not awake spiritually yet. God wants to light you up. God wants to fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to take a deep drink, amen, and drink until you are overflowing with Jesus. So Lord, I'm going to praise You. I'm going to sing to You. I'm going to call out to You until I am overflowing in the grace of God. In Jesus' name.